This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so let's say those gas stations that don't have any gas get some in the next day or so. The lines form, they get longer, and instead of the normal price, maybe, what, $3.75 a gallon or so, they start charging $5.75. Would you pay? Well, it doesn't really matter because today New Jersey's attorney general went after 7 gas stations and a hotel for jacking up prices. New York is investigating as well. But this being an economic show and all, we got to thinking that maybe price gouging might actually help things. Marketplace's Scott Tong weighs the pros and cons.
Steve Pulaski is from Queens, but when Sandy hit, he was in Vermont with his dad when mom called from home. He spoke by cell phone.
She's saying that she was waiting 3 hours on a gas line. So me and my father, we got a couple 55-gallon barrels, went to this local gas station and filled them up.
He drove home, offered the gas on Craigslist.
Within 10 minutes, I had more than 10 responses. It was like a Sandy of phone calls.
Each sale is a negotiation. The average price, $11 a gallon. I'll let that sink in. He's part of the problem, isn't he?
But in economic terms, he's part of the solution.
Oil analyst Stephen Coppett at Douglas Westwood weighs in.
He's bringing fuel to the area that simply wouldn't exist if he hadn't brought it down.
In other words, the sky-high price gave our gouging friend an incentive to get the gas to Queens. So if everyone paid 10 or 11 bucks, Coppett says drivers would only buy what they need.
Then there would be plenty of gasoline for everybody, and those lines would disappear.
Of course, that economic world crashes into a political one, where $11 gas is immoral and unfair. James Tierney is former Attorney General of Maine.
The economists can debate and wring their hands, but if you're an attorney general and you see price gouging going on, you're going to do something about it.
So drivers won't get soaked by Sandy and by high gas prices. Except at this price, affordable gas may also be scarce gas. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.